This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Julia Toriansky is our guest, BraveTheWorld.com, and she's been part of InfoWars reports off and on for about 3 years or so. And she's reaching a lot of people, and that's what's so exciting. Young women, young men, old men, middle age, whatever. They tell you you're supposed to be a kid now until you're 30. If you're a man, if you're a woman, you got to be a successful businesswoman by 15. They want to arrest the development of men in that culture, not to empower women, but to get ready to bring down the entire society. And this is all admitted by the globalists. We're going to do 30 minutes of overdrive. In the next few weeks, we're going to start doing the whole fourth hour live every day and reactivating all the affiliates that are already coming back on board. That's why at least once a week I'm doing the whole fourth hour live. I'll be in here most days for the fourth hour, but I'll always have a round table of guests and my other reporters for us. So we're bringing the fourth hour back. Let's go back to Matt in Washington. You got to make one point. What was your other point, Matt?
Well, Mike Fitzsimmons up here in Spokane just worships Ozzy Knezovich. I called his show, and he basically said, oh, it's much ado about nothing. It's a big deal. And, you know, I told him it is a big deal. He basically hung up on me. But they just worship that guy. Another point I wanted to make was that if Trump keeps going, let's say he's elected president, how is he going to get everything done? The government is not a corporation. He can't just go in there and start signing executive orders. And if he does, are people going to accept it because it's Trump and it's the right thing to do? Thirdly, music. I love your diversity in music, and I wanted you. I was just kind of curious on how you came to like so many different styles of music, because I'm the same way, but I'm a musician, so that's my excuse.
Well, I just listen to whatever I hear, and it doesn't matter whether I'm listening to Indian music or Middle Eastern music or African music or Mexican music or South American music or classical, rock and roll, hard rock, old-fashioned country. Only thing I don't like is modern country and modern hip-hop. Pop crap. I mean, a lot of it's got a catchy tune or whatever, but it's just modern stuff. It's not because I'm old. I hear a lot of new stuff the young people are doing that's not establishment, and I really love it. But the stuff put out purposefully by the music industry just does not really ever float my boat. I appreciate your call. Your take on music as a weapon.
Well, there's just, I think a lot of these artists start out with pure intentions and real spirit and real talent. And then they make it, and they see also, first of all, they have the influences by the companies after they make it. Second of all, they have the influence by the herd of the millions of viewers online and the people that listen to them who've been so intellectually destroyed that all they want to hear is over-sexualized songs with undertones of an aggressive undertone. So
it's very adolescent. Yeah. It's for little boys that actually haven't.
And I watched plenty of interviews with artists who have said that. They said, "Well, I put out a music video with a naughty word in the title, and I get 15 million views. And I put out a piece of music that has depth to it, and I get 500,000. So right now, you know, life is imitating art. Art isn't driving life right now. And we need to reverse that. I think art and music is a very powerful tool, and we need good art and music to kind of remodel the way that we're thinking.
That's a great point, because they had a really good front line like a decade ago about the feedback loop, and they studied it with experts, and it wasn't that MTV was following what people wanted. They were force-feeding it
yeah.
to control the agenda.
And that's kind of my tagline. I have a whole video dedicated to saying, let's escape the feedback loop. Let's just break away. And that goes back to the caller's comments about Trump. We're not going to have a better world with Trump as president. He's still president. He's still controlled by the same powers. It doesn't matter.
But, man, is he slick. I watched his two-minute response.
I do like watching him.
I watched his response to the Univision reporter. Mm-hmm. And just the way he handled that reporter and kept making him look stupid. I mean, yeah. Trump is something else.
He does open eyes because he's been in there. He's bribed the politicians. He's seen the favorites.
Well, see, he could get in trouble for that, so he owns it. He's
yeah.
really smart. We'll be back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Taransky is our guest. BraveTheWorld.com is her website, and she is, I guess, would you call yourself an anarchist, a libertarian?
Yes, and when people ask me what I do, I generally say something like, my only goal is to disenfranchise people from their assumed power structures.
So you're an individualist anarchist. What is that?
That means I don't believe in any centralized authority that works by force ruling us. That doesn't mean you can't have organization or some sort of cooperation. That just means that if that exists, you can leave and you can opt out and nobody will hunt you down, make you pay your taxes or, you know,
absolutely
throw you in jail.
And there's a conspiracy by the big foundations to have communists go out and just scum, devil worshippers, you name it, literally, and wear black, and then they say they're anarchists, but then they have communist tattoos, and they just say they're anarchists because they don't want to be honest about their communism. That's the opposite of anarchy.
Yeah, Tai Tzu was an anarchist. Leo Tolstoy was an anarchist. Anselm Belgaragui was an anarchist. These, you know, 1800s philosophers, there's a whole rich body of work.
And they got taken over by the communist.
Yeah, it's all got compounded, and actually there's strands and strands of thought, just like any philosophy. So it's a neat, it's like anything today, it's a word that triggers. But all that anarchy means is the absence of government. And the what.
So they have hammer and sickle flags saying we're anarchists. That shows how dumb these kids are.
It's insane. They're reconstructing language, right? That's what they do. And when you capture language in society, you capture the people.
And they really are. Political correctness is a war on language.
Mm-hmm. It really is. I had an idea I ran by. You know, everyone's saying, oh, keep the Mexicans out, put the border, put the fences up. What about putting a giant fence around California and filming them, like, self-cannibalizing with their PC thoughts and their PC culture? And just
make it a giant Running Man meets a reality TV show and wall the Californians
in
to kill each other.
Wall them in. We don't want them anywhere here. They're all moving to Austin because of the regulations happening in California.
And then they want to put the same regulations here.
And they poison the
land. They want public pooping, all of the stuff.
keep the Californians in. I think that would solve more problems than keeping the Mexicans.
I thought it should be the new California flag of the homeless guy crapping.
I think so.
I'm sorry.
Like, I've seen this. I was there for only a month, and I've witnessed that. It's terrible. And it's, again, the direct result of the government intervention.
Why being hateful? That's discriminatory.
I'm white, so I can't help it.
That's part of the culture.
I'm white privileged, you know, like, I have my family died in communist Russia, but I have privilege.
Well, you're responsible for slavery.
Of course.
You know, that was one thing about Ferguson and St. Louis. A bunch of Eastern European immigrants got killed because they're poor. They're moving into the poorer areas. And racist black groups beat them to death with hammers, shoot them. And they'll say, well, they're white, as if Eastern Europeans had anything to do with Africa, transatlantic slavery. It's so stupid.
It's totally insane. It's totally insane. And again, it goes back to no one, you know, it's another contradiction of the progressive mind. If you're white, you're responsible for your people's history. But you're not responsible for yourself as an individual, so you can't have a gun? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Or airline pilots that could crash the whole plane and kill tens of thousands,
right?
They can't have a gun in the cockpit.
Or cars. I mean, cars are like this libertarian, utopian success of human intellect and individualism. People generally drive cars safely. You're wielding a machine of tons of force that could kill anybody if you choose to. But we let people get a license over the weekend and drive a car. I mean, that's insane. We should ban the cars. You can kill a whole family.
And that's where they're going. That's where they're going with turning it all into a prison.
Mm-hmm.
And people ask, well, how is insurance companies going to make money when it's driverless cars? The long phase out, they're going to double and triple charge people that don't drive driverless cars. They're going to phase in the driverless cars with Mercedes, Audi, and others that have them where they automatically start slowing down.
Yeah.
And thinks you're going to hit somebody. And sure, that's probably good in and of itself, except it's AI. It's taking control. Just like calculators in 30 years from Texas Instruments have made us going from being good with arithmetic in our heads to not even knowing how to do it.
Yeah.
Or spell checkers. This stuff has a side effect of dumbing us down. We should make the conscious decision to not go in this direction and develop technological applications and use that empowers humanity. There should at least be a debate about it.
And there's a lot of things that do that. And again, being an individualist anarchist goes back to taking responsibility. So as a woman, I own a gun because that is
as a purple penguin. The word woman might hurt somebody's feelings.
Oh, yeah. Soon natural birth will be illegal because transgender people can't give natural birth.
And by the way, don't joke. They're actually talking about that. Now say I'm a purple penguin.
I'm not joking.
Say I'm a purple penguin.
I'm a purple penguin who owns a gun, and I think all women should own guns. All purple penguins should own guns. And I think there's a clip that you guys could show, and I really summarize why quite well.
Let's go to this purple penguin clip. This is a purple penguin with a gun.
Women's rights and gun rights are congruent. Most females are physiologically smaller than most males. This puts women at a great disadvantage in a life-threatening situation against a man. A gun is an equalizer. Without it, the equality between sexes is a joke.
But wait a minute. To even say that women on average aren't as strong as men is sexist and is part of the hierarchy of male oppression that you're defending and helping. I've never heard such thought crime.
It's crazy.
Are you saying I can't have a baby? Because you're claiming I'm not as equal to you in a reproductive way. That's sexist as well. I'm a purple penguin. I can lay eggs.
I think the Olympics shouldn't be broken up into sexes anymore. We should all have the Olympics as one gender. And if women can't keep up and compete with the men, then that's sexist and they should be executed.
Well, actually, you should give the men hormones to turn them into women.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're already doing that. All the estrogen from the birth control pill, you're drinking that every day. No big deal. So
let's not worry about the social engineering, though. Let's just worship Rachel Maddow.
Oh, God, is she even a woman?
I'm going to be honest. I'm actually gay, and I'm dating a man named Rachel Maddow.
This is never going to end, this joke.
Oh, my gosh. They're going to take that out of context and loop it. No, seriously.
I have a picture.
It's true. Well, I'm dating Rachel Maddow. She's a man. And if they attack that on there, give me a break. It's humor.
She's a public figure. She should anticipate attack.
I'm going to be honest. Rachel, I want to date you. Well, they say taste changes to get older, and I mean, I think he's a good-looking stud.
She has nice suits.
I mean, look, admit that she's a good-looking guy.
I admit it.
I can't watch
her because I get a bit, you know, hot, so I have to leave the room.
Really? You're attracted to Mr. Maddow?
Oh, my God. We're going to have to compete.
You are actually attracted to him, too?
Yeah. He's taking me out for steaks later.
Uh-oh. Oh, my gosh. We got to get serious here. Okay, let's get serious with Bill and then Neil. Bill is calling from Tennessee. Alex Jones predictions not happening. Go ahead.
Afternoon. I'm listening to you off and on for a couple of years now, and so far, I mean, let's see. Where are the FEMA camps, Alex? Who's coming for your guns, Alex? Jade Helm, you piped that. Nothing happened. I'm sorry. I mean, you just consistently fearmonger and fail us. And the world would know. Bilderberg, nothing happens. You're continually saying, and nothing ever happens. And before you say it, try to stop it, that's just the easy way out.
Are you a joke caller trying to make me look good, or are you serious?
I'm serious.
Well, we never said, let me talk. You made some statements. Just excuse me for a moment. You said, I'm going to skip this network break coming up. You said that I was saying Jade Helm was going to be a takeover, or you imply that. I never said that. That's a construct of my boyfriend, Mr. Maddow. You expand upon that with a bunch of other statements about where's the FEMA camps. Since I first started exposing emergency centers in the mid-90s, when we were confirmed it through classified sources about the re-education camps under the different programs, like a civilian inmate labor camp program that was declassified in 99. Now they have released the Army manuals for the emergency centers establishment system where it admits the plans under emergency to round up political dissidents and put us basically in forced labor camps. You can read that at army.mil. We wrote articles about it linked. We're trying to fight them getting the guns. They've taken the guns everywhere else in the world but a handful of nations. They admit they want our guns. They're talking about taking the guns away from Social Security recipients now. That's mainstream news. The borders are wide open outside of law. They're shutting off power plants outside of law. They're signing us on to trillions in derivatives outside of law. They're delivering armored vehicles, a local department saying it's for the veterans and gun owners. And, I mean, look, we've stalemated the enemy 95%. They're kind of still winning in a few places, but we're in a death battle.
And they've done mass confiscation, illegal confiscation of guns in Canada as well.
Absolutely, but this guy calls in and says nothing's happening and laughs in a satisfied way like I've been proven wrong. I mean, it's like declaring that Mark Twain was dead when he wasn't. I mean, you're a joke, Bill. I mean, are you for real? Are you for real? Who can deny we're descending into tyranny?
Into tyranny. Yeah, Alex, it's everywhere is tyranny. Look behind you is tyranny. Again, FEMA camps. Have you? Where are they, Alex? Who's been put in FEMA camps, Alex?
You say you've been listening for years. You can type in re-education camps manual, Infowars.com, and then you can link through to Army.mil and read it, and then you can read mainstream news articles that came out a month after confirming our report. We broke the secret documents from the FBI, state police, federal marshals 7 years ago about the plan to put and demonize and go after patriots. And people still say that's fake. I mean, the truth is, we're not lying here. You're hoping people don't go look up these Army manuals. You're just targeting people you think are stupid. Let me give you the field manual. Let me just give you one of the field manuals. Okay, FM3-39.40. Are you able to write stuff down?
Alex, every time you
shut up, shut up and answer my questions. I'm going to put up, because this is serious stuff, okay? Don't act like a weasel punk. Put it back on screen for him, please. FM3-39.40, Internment Resettlement Operations, February 2010, leaked in 2012. The Army first denied it, then confirmed it 2 weeks later and said that we shouldn't have it. That was covered by major newspapers. Are you saying that isn't real?
Every time you have something like that, I research it. You take a small bit of truth, it's a small bit of information, and turn it into a huge thing, and it usually ends up being wrong. Yes.
Okay, that is total bull. Just like Planned Parenthood said, none of the videos were real. Then they
They're
were
not,
edited.
Alex.
Then they weren't selling the body parts. Oh, the Planned Parenthood isn't selling the baby parts?
If you're talking about donating for research, then yes, they do. Well, let me ask you this. Oh. Why would they sell body parts?
Because they make money?
No, they don't sell body parts. They research donations, sure, and they pay for storage and transportation, sure.
Bill, are you a social worker?
That's irrelevant, Alex. That's my question. Why would they sell body parts?
I'm going to ask you one more time. Are you a social worker?
That's irrelevant. That's irrelevant, Alex.
Okay, what is your profession? No, I just hear this. You're in your own little power paradigm where you're ruling over everything, and you think you control reality, and you think you can run a Svengali on me and gaslight me, and you can't do it, and you can't do it to our audience. Listen, I'm going to ask you again. Are you work for a state government?
That's irrelevant, Alex. What I do politically.
It's not irrelevant. You know what, Alex?
Hey, let's just see if I'm right with my little hunch here. Tell me right now, Mr. Big Brain, or have you ever been a social worker?
No.
So you're not a government worker?
No.
I'm interested. What is your profession?
Why is that relevant?
Because I just wonder how stupid you can be.
Oh, how stupid I can be. Every time you've read something, Alex, on the air, I have gone and researched it, and usually it ends up being one small information.
Okay, that's a lie to target new listeners or people listening on WBCR to then think we're not telling the truth. No, we put up the full manual that talks about processing people with their social security numbers and families, and I've got footage myself shot and countless other videos of people screaming, I'm an American, don't put me in the camp, don't take my guns, in videos, and the police saying the MRAP tanks are for the American people. Now, is that not true either?
Are you referring to training exercises that they do?
If they're training to take on veterans and gun owners, and they say the armored vehicles are for us, what does that mean, jackass?
Jackass? I'll say that. Conversation's gone a nice turn here.
Yeah, no, you are a stubborn jackass. In the Bible, it talks about people acting like an ass.
I think you're giving this guy.
You are acting
time,
like an ass. All right, I appreciate the call.
I'll quote Satoshi Nakamoto, who invented Bitcoin, and he said, "If you don't get it, I don't have time for you." That's it.
I mean, I think that guy was for real.
Oh, of course. I mean, there's loads of people who feel that way, and it's a defense mechanism. And I mean, people don't have to.
No, they used to tell me that there was no such thing as the NSA 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
No such thing as Echelon. I'd have major whistleblowers on, and people would say, that wasn't the former producer of Nightline. That wasn't the former NSA officer.
And you don't have to believe everything.
But now it's all out in the open. Proven right again. Proven right again.
You don't have to believe everything that anybody says, but there must be. If you don't understand that there's something deeply wrong with most things that we are told, then you're living in a fog of your own illusion, okay?
Sure. Well, I mean, I don't need to call him names. I mean, I'm intellectual enough to come up with terms for it. But when somebody acts like a baby and just puts out this info, he is a jackass.
I still think he's a social worker just from the way he was speaking.
Oh, I'm...
That's why he didn't answer the question, because you don't want to say yes. You'd rather say those are
wrong. Yeah, I think he was lying. I think he's a social worker. I've just learned the self-satisfied. And they're not all like that. Some of them are nice, but I've run into that. I've just learned the little self-satisfied thing, like they're in control. They talk real soft to you, like you're a joke. It's all condescension. Yeah. You know, whatever, buddy. You don't control reality. And I'll say boy or girl, father, mother, husband, wife. I'll never say purple penguin.
Yeah, well, there's something deeply wrong. And
they want to control everything like cult leaders.
There's a man.
Because they're building a giant crap hole. You people produce you know what, and we're sick of you. We don't want to be led by you. We don't like you. We don't like your labels. Go to hell. Sorry. Go ahead.
When America's throwing people like Ross Ulbricht in jail for starting a website and giving him a harsher sentence than people who have killed multiple people or raped multiple people, we know that there's an agenda of oppression and control in America, and the government is scared of independent thought.
Look at how Canada extradites people that say the Holocaust didn't happen. Now, I may not agree with what they're saying, but the point is these people get put in solitary confinement for decades in Germany. Ernst Zundel and people, because someone said something political that Canada didn't agree with, that's a tyranny.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is Israel themselves denied the Holocaust for the first 2 years after it occurred because they were embarrassed. So there was a whole portion of Jews who just denied that it ever happened. And nobody was prosecuted for that. I mean, we still have to adhere to...
Once they set the precedent that they can arrest you for saying the Holocaust didn't happen, or saying 5,999,000 died, then they can start arresting you for everything.
Yep.
Bible
free
versus
is dead. Free speech
purple
is dead.
Penguin, you don't say that?
Yeah, it's terrible. It's dead in Canada. It's happening. You guys still have the Constitution and the Bill of Rights protecting you in some cases, but it's being degraded to a huge extent.
Hey, you want to host the next segment? I've got to go to a business meeting, but you're leaving back to Toronto tomorrow. You can come in the next segment and actually take these phone calls.
Yeah, phone calls.
And then cover news. It's an 18-minute segment. But right now, let's go to Neil in Ohio. Neil, you're on the air. Or, I'm sorry, that's a male name. Purple Penguin in Ohio. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? It's an honor. Hey, you mentioned earlier that for us to get the information out before anything kicks off, and I just wanted to remind your listeners that when these shooting events happen, that we need to be taking notes to catch changing stories like in Aurora and Sandy Hook. And also today I was been watching the news of this shooting, this Flanagan character, and they're making a big deal about how he had a social media account. I just was wondering your thoughts on, obviously this is going to impact the gun control push, but do you think it could open the door for some sort of social media background checks? I mean, Obama did just say, ignore ideologies that run counter to where we need to go. Thank you.
Sure, they're going to use this for cybersecurity as well, but really it's a Black Lives Matter, looks like a mentally ill person, similar to the guy that shot up the black people there in Charleston, so I think it's the same thing, and it's just all part of the media making our problems about somebody's skin color as a diversion from the big mega banks screwing us over. Neil, thank you so much for the call. Denise in Illinois, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to agree with you strongly about these antidepressants, psychotropic drugs. I was prescribed them in the late 90s to control chronic pain. I didn't have depression, history of it, or anything.
Well, they push it on people that have car wrecks now.
And I wound up overdosing on those pills. So then they put me on a different one. Same thing. I won't touch those with a 10-foot pole.
What was the experience like?
It was horrible. I finally was able to, you know, I fired my doctor, basically, and I saw another doctor, and he said, you know, it's the pills. Just don't take the pills. I said, you know what? So I went against medical advice. I still have chronic pain. I'm able to deal with it. Some days I have to lay down, whatnot. I'd rather have the pain and have my brain and be able to think clearly.
Well, God bless you, ma'am, for that testimony. We got to jump. Joe Biggs, and this even came out in the news, they would order combat troops to just take painkillers to get them addicted, and then they would fly in masses of it, and then afterwards they would try to use that to take their rights away and things once they got out of the military. I mean, this is all part of setting people up, controlling people. It's social engineering. People should just be aware of it. Well, BraveTheWorld.com, Julia, stay there, because there's an 18-minute segment coming up, and if that goes well, you can do the last segment, 6 minutes. So you've got the next 30 minutes here on air. I often do this with a guest that joins us in the fourth hour. I just walk off and leave you in here in the TV studio. So that's coming up. I'm sorry for those that died today. I'm sorry for the hundreds of thousands
incredibly
killed by
sad.
Hillary Clinton's ISIS people, too. Thank you so much for coming into town. Good to meet you in person.
Nice.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm filling in for Alex Jones. My name is Julia Taransky of Brave the World, and we're going to take some calls, but first I want to plug a little local event happening in Austin, Texas, and it's happening at the Draft House on Lamar Street, and we are doing a screening of the Deep Web movie, which is the coverage of the Ross Ulbricht trial and the issues of free speech in America. and how they've been devolving. And Alex Winter, the director of the movie, will be there. And the entire thing is a fundraiser organized by the Crypto Show, which is a great show as well. And it covers everything from Bitcoin to abortion, has some great guests. So we'll be doing a live broadcast from 8 o'clock to maybe midnight, and the movie starts at 7 p.m., and all proceeds go to Lynn Ulbrich, who was a previous guest on the Alex Jones Show, and to help bring about the appeal of her son, who committed a nonviolent crime, and basically starting a website where free trade was facilitated. So come out and support us and watch a great movie and meet the director at the Draft House tonight at 7 p.m. So we're going to do a caller. Maybe let's take Brent from Texas. Hi, Brent. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I was actually hoping to get in with or after the joke caller or the somewhat serious caller that called earlier regarding stating no things had happened that Alex had predicted. Now, you know, he says there's no FEMA camps, but it wasn't, you know, but 2 or 3 weeks ago we were reading articles about how there was secret detention facilities in Detroit where people were being held without trial for indefinite periods of time. Now, you could call it a FEMA camp, call it a tomato, it doesn't really matter. Now, regarding the FM3-39 document, if you read in that document, it states that people will be processed by their Social Security numbers and that the prisoners via, or I guess the citizens is what we would call them, are not going to be eligible to become any kind of trustee or have any job inside the prison. So basically, if you're a citizen, you'll have no kind of say-so in these detention camps. And if I may, I'd like to say one more thing, the original reason why I called in.
Yeah, go ahead, of course.
All right, thank you. Around April the 20th, I had called into the Alex Jones Show, and I had ran across information that said Jade Helms stood for the Joint Assistant for Deployment and Execution, Homeland Eradication of Local Militias. Now, when I called in and said that, you know, David Knight was the person taking calls at the time, and he actually chastised me a bit, stating, you know, that we need hard evidence with claims such as these, which is totally understandable. But since that time, I've heard callers call in stating that Alex Jones has said this himself. Now, that is totally not true, and the only thing that I've heard Alex Jones mention on this, I believe it was around April 23rd or 24th, he stated there was a man that used to have a radio station or a radio program in Austin named Sergeant Sam or something along those lines that he had got that information from. But at no point in time did Alex say this was his information that he had got or that it was set in stone. So this is just, once again, people trying to play words off of each other to fit their agenda instead of looking at the actual picture and seeing the truth and things.
Right, and we have this kind of mentality where we run a narrative in our own minds, and it's like a stage play. You have a character that you've been programmed to play, and you do it because your overlords are watching, and they reward you when you play your role properly. And what is this hypocrisy about? You know, I understand the full legitimate proof, but the government is all about preventative action, and they don't have full legitimate proof of a lot of things that they claim to be protecting us against, yet they get to do the preemptive and the preventative systematic action against us to protect us. Yet, we're not allowed to do the same. I mean, we can't own guns because, you know, everyone's okay and everything, you know, we're paranoid and everything's all right and everything's safe. Well, what if it isn't? Why can't we have the option of this preventative self-defense? And I come from the former Soviet Union, and we invented FEMA camps. We had the largest gulag system ever, and we still have it. And it's actually, I'll tie this into the fluoride debate. I don't need any proof about whether fluoride is good or bad for you. The only fact I need to know is that the first time fluoridation was used in water was for the water sources of the prisoners in the a huge gulag system in Siberia, And that was to pacify the people so no riots would erupt. Let's take another caller. What about Paul from New Mexico? Paul, you're on the air on the Alex Jones Show, and you're speaking to Julia Transky of BraveTheWorld.com.
Yeah, I wanted to, like, pose a question to all the people out there who are listening. I'd say, who's the blame for this, for the shooting? Choice A, the guns. B, the Second Amendment. C, the individual. D, SSRI drugs. E, our culture, that they put the agenda that our culture pushes. Or choice F, both C and D. It's the individual and the SSRI drugs.
It's like, right, because the individual is not an island. The individual is influenced and sculpted by factors. So, of course, it has to be more than one.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just like how they culturally and collectively and selectively, the gatekeepers decide what's going to be reported on and what's not going to be reported on to push their agenda to destroy the Bill of Rights and our Constitution as a... humanity is manipulated into a global order, and as a institution, as we're bought off by the institutions, as the globalists buy off the institutions, our sheriffs, our mayors, our politicians. It's like, are we going to selectively blame Alex for driving his Dodge Hellcat through an intersection and killing a family? Are we going to now ban all the Dodge Hellcats that are out there? That's why I don't trust Trump, because he pays for all his favors. You know, he pays, buys mm-hmm. off corporations and whatnot, versus like Rand Paul. You know, he asked for contributions from, he asked for favors. He asked for contributions from his boss. His boss.
Right. Well, it's interesting when a crook admits he's a crook because the system allows him to be, right? Very, very good points. Thank you, Eric. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Julia. I think you're going to be a good guest host. Keep it up.
Thank you. I'd like to move here. You know, I'm sorry to interrupt your call, but I just really want to point out my love for Austin, because as soon as I got here, I go to the gas station and a 16-year-old boy opens the door for me, and I walk through and I say, "Thank you very much." And he says, "Yes, ma'am." I'm living in San Francisco for a month. Nothing even came close to that. So I love it here. But go on. What would you like to say?
Okay, well, a couple things. One is, I think they should put a fence around Washington, D.C. Actually, parts of Northern California are really nice and old-fashioned. And I've lived here a long time. I mean, I'm basically a California redneck, so we're not all like that. And my comment was specific to the film that you did a long time ago on feminism, which was my first real exposure to feminism.
Thank you for watching.
And I took that film and I posted links to it in Cindy Sheehan's Cindy Sheehan for President site, because I liked Cindy Sheehan. I liked a lot of what she said, in particular her anti-war stance. And boy, did I get clobbered for that. I got booted out of her. You know, I mean, it was
well, feminist. You're a man. You're not allowed to have a voice on
feminism. Yeah. Anyway, no great loss. But I have a question for you, and then I'll take the answer off air if you don't mind. Canada. Could you talk about Canada a little bit more? You seem to have quite a bit of experience. And it's been really nice talking to you.
Okay. Canada. All right. Well, I guess I can start with some of our gun laws. I mean, Canada has a really bad one where if you have your gun license and it expires, then you're treated as a criminal. So although I took the course and I legally own a gun and I know I have all my right papers, if I forget or I'm hospitalized or something, and I don't file to my overlords and get that piece of paper renewed, then I am a criminal and I can go to jail for having an expired gun license. So that's one thing that's quite sad about the state of affairs there. Canada has very rich gun ownership, very rich hunting community. And aside from the major cities, you drive out a little bit and the people are actually very American in mentality, if I can say that, because Canadians in cities tend to have this bigotry against Americans. You know, I've used the term America to encompass the whole continent, and they say things like, oh, don't put us in the same category as the United States. Like, we're better. I'm like, well, Canada is America's hat. Like, we kind of, like, Harper panders to America, and our government officials take the blueprint of America and do a lot of things in Canada with it. And apart from our socialist healthcare, it's not that different. I mean, of course, the people are different, but it's not that different. I don't know, the healthcare thing, people bring up, we have really wonderful healthcare. Canada has amazing healthcare if your bone is sticking out and you're visibly bleeding and in pain. If something's wrong with you chronically, internally, something's undiagnosed, or you need a specialist, there's a very high chance that you will die. And we have one of the highest rates of deaths in waiting rooms. What else can I say about Canada? Beautiful country, passive people, very, you know, again, in the major cities, like in most places, very liberal and progressive. And because we have such a high standard of living, people don't really pay attention to the realities that others face, although there are so many cases in Canada that go overlooked. In terms of rights and freedom of speech, I have something on my website about our anti-defamation law, and that's pretty terrible. Basically, if you say anything about anybody in Canada, they can sue you dry for anti-defamation. And the funniest thing about that law, you don't even have to prove that the person was the person's a reputation or career or persona was hurt or damaged in any way. When you file an anti-defamation lawsuit, it is presupposed that defamation occurred. So that's a unique thing about Canada as well. And I guess I'll end on the most tragic one of our, it's not even a law, it's a lack of law. Canada is one of the three countries that has abortion to the moment of birth. So we're in the same category as North Korea, China, and Canada. You can abort a baby as long, like up to the moment of birth. So it's not a human being until it fully exits the birth canal. And I know they even use that kind of, they use that as an out for in Planned Parenthood for legal late-term abortion, like post-abortion. So if the head is out, they can kill the child because the head, because the rest of the body is still in the mother. So that's quite a sad thing about my country. Let's take another caller. Steve from Virginia, you're on the air on the Alex Jones Show with Julia Transky of Brave the World.
Yes, ma'am. It's nice to meet you, Julia. I live in Linden, Virginia. Apparently, the shooter who killed those people in Norfolk shot himself over near my neighborhood. Now, a couple strange things that have been going on. First of all, they've had the highway locked down, Route 66 eastbound. I live next off of Route 55 here, and there have been trucks, semi-trucks, and a lot more traffic on 55 because they, I guess they've maybe cut out 66 between the Markham exit, that's exit 18, and exit 13, the Linden exit, for the crime scene investigation dealing with this issue. But the strangest thing that me and my neighbors and I noticed was that over an hour and a half after the announcement that the gunman had shot himself, there were several helicopters in the area here, and a couple of them were really close to, they were flying at treetop level. It seemed to be that they were looking for someone or something, and yet an hour and a half before that, I mean, they were flying low and all over the place. They were looking for something after the press announced that he had shot himself. Over an hour and a half. Now, we had up to 10 helicopters here today. They're all gone now. But I don't think that this situation, I don't think what they're telling us is all of the story. I'm not going to say for sure that I don't know if there was an accomplice or something, but something is not right.
You should write all that up and try to submit it.
Well, I mean,
I'm sorry, I pulled you out. I pulled the sound out for a second. You should write all that up and try to submit it to maybe any kind of media outlet that would take you. Get it out there.
Well, I mean, I think a great place is calling into InfoWars and just
telling
you
sure.
I've never called in before. I'm a tradesman. You know, I got my own business, whatever. I got a job. I'm a tradesman. I happened to be off today when this happened. But
I think it would be, I think it'd be a great idea to just send in your observation to all of the kind of more of the mainstream dinosaur media too, because we do have a specific audience, and it would be like, I always comment even about my own channel, like, how do you escape the petri dish of libertarianism and anarchism and people who are into freedom in general, so that people like you who observe things, you know, firsthand and actually getting out, you know, journalists, you know, they have an agenda, but at the end of the day, they need something to report. They always want to get some new information. So I would highly recommend just send, you know, trying to get through to them a little bit.
Let me just say this in reference to that. We had a situation out here. I live next to the train tracks, and they've been blocking us in for years now, for hours on end, hundreds of times, and finally, we got 7 on your side. That's WJLA. That's the local news service. And they sent out a reporter, Stephen Cheetah, to do the report here. He used to work for Fairfax Channel 8 News. But here's what happened. I called them today about it, and they said, thanks, we're not interested. So I did make an effort just calling them today and reference the train track situation.
Yeah, that's the problem with those guys, right? They can be very selective with their information. But thank you so much for sharing on the air. Let's go to Zach from Kansas, and then we'll go to Jason from Florida after. Hi, Zach. You're on the air with on the Alex Jones Show with Julia.
Hi, Julia. I just had a quick question here. I know
you have a short time, but we'll get back to you. So go ahead quickly.
What are your thoughts on Bitcoin Core versus Bitcoin XT? And then now there's kind of a new twist with BIP 100. But just wanted to take your thoughts on that, because I know.
I will give you my thoughts right after the break. And we'll be back on the Alex Jones Show in a few minutes.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Julie Taransky, and I am from BraveTheWorld.com, filling in for Alex. The previous caller just asked me about what I think the block increase debate for Bitcoin. So there's XT, which is being pushed by Hearn and Gavin Andreessen, who has self-coined himself as chief engineer of Bitcoin. And they've been pushing this for over a year. Like, this isn't new news to me. This has been a problem in the community for a while. It's just new news because it's become very mainstream. And basically, they've discredited themselves, and they, Hearn, everything Hearn has pushed throughout the years has been very pushing for centralization, or resulting, and everything he's pushed will result in centralization over, you know, one person overseeing everything. He wanted like a more democratic mining strategy, which would make miners be able to vote penalties onto each other. He wants red lists. So a lot of people actually suspect that Hearn is working for MI6 or some sort of government agency and is there like as a state shill to disrupt the technology, which otherwise is doing quite well. Gavin is, you know, just become the cult of personality in Bitcoin. And, you know, when you have a benevolent leader, they're benevolent until they're not. And nobody really accepted him as their leader anyways. It was all publicly constructed through the numerous interviews he's done. So XT is a terrible idea, and I would take all the other core developers much more seriously who are organizing an event in Montreal this coming September to have an open dialogue about the changes and how we can maybe implement them incrementally and what is the best way of going about it. So that's my opinion on that. And actually had a boy from Blockstream, which is a company that employs these core devs, be on the crypto show the other day. So if you want to look up that episode on thecryptoshow.com, he really lays down the technical aspect and the political aspect very well. His name's Johnny Dilly. I can't go to the next caller. We don't have that much time left. I'm so sorry, Jason, but please call back next time. So I want to maybe wrap up with, since it's quite topical now with the Planned Parenthood leaks, the abortion debate. And I mentioned that in Canada we have a abortion up to the moment of birth. And I have a great video that I put forth that doesn't take any kind of approach from an agenda perspective. And if you guys want to just play the start of it.
Most of us have a very strong opinion about abortion. This video is going to show you just how baseless that opinion is. It's easy to pick a side and never reconsider it. We don't really like to think about heavy things for too long. But this is a disgrace to logic, and in the case of abortion, it's unforgivable. Now, I won't be arguing whether abortion is okay based on religion, feminism, or what your president says. Abortion is a purely ethical issue.
So everything I'm going to just elaborate on that. The whole debate has been hijacked with the political distinction between pro-life and pro-choice. And now the liberals are taking this new term, saying anti-choice, which is radicalizing the issue even further, anti-choice. Whereas the pro-lifers are not anti-choice because pro-choice is anti-choice. Where is the all the women that are aborted every year, where is their choice? They didn't have a choice in life. They're killed before they're allowed to make that choice because they're still human beings by every definition or non-definition that we have. It's all arbitrary. So check out that video. You can find all my work on bravetheworld.com. I have a YouTube channel, and you can follow me on Twitter at bravetheworld. It was really fun hosting, and I'd love to be back on the Alex Jones Show again. And stay tuned, because this is one of the best news outlets there is.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.